Connecticut Republicans say three school district regionalization bills proposed by Democrats that deal with the state's $3.7 billion deficit would be detrimental if made into law. Evan Denny reports.
The bills aim to cut school district costs in state and local budgets. The legislation would require smaller districts to merge with larger ones. Lamont has his own strategy that involves creating a commission to develop a plan for redistricting. Republican Representative Gail Laviel has a petition with almost 10,000 signatures in opposition to the legislation.
They either mandate school district consolidation or open the door to doing so in the future. And one of them, the governor's bill, explicitly imposes penalties for noncompliance.
Senate Majority Leader Bob Duff says that for Connecticut to maintain its districts with dwindling enrollment would be a step backwards. House Minority Leader Themis Claridis.
There are natural connections, natural regionalizations that we can find in this state, and that's a conversation we should have and try and find those. That is not a bill that forces you, particularly in some of these very unnatural ways, to join towns and cities that have nothing to do with each other.
Republicans would need to sway votes in the Democrat-controlled General Assembly to block the bills. Evan Denny, WSHU News.